Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm an international meditation master. Today, I want to speak why we need a soulmate. Well, I'm your soulmate. When I hear I have found my soulmate, I have found my dream partner, I think always it doesn't matter. It matters only that both are caring for each other every day. With worldly love, it is just so, when we love somebody, we suppress our negative feelings. Otherwise, we cannot love. And after some time, the negative feelings will come up and destroy our relationship. Also, it's clear for the dream partner, the negative feelings will come up. My parents had chosen a wedding or a marriage on convenience. Or in India, the astrology is choosing the right match, or the parents are choosing the right match. And at the end, even this relationship didn't work out. Then my generation had chosen to be together without a wedding certification, without to be married. And this was much better, because after the marriage, the spouse is granted. So then both don't care anymore. Because the other cannot run away. They can do what they want. And the Black Peter had pulled the husband, because he has to pay in any case, regardless how worse his spouse is. Okay. After the Second World War, in Germany, there were many widows. The soldiers were not coming back, and so on. And then they had found some leftovers from the man who was still there, unmarried or older man. And this relationship is called the meal ticket relationship. So first they have cooked for the man, and after some time they decided, okay, we can have also sex, and then they remained together. And most of the time they didn't even marry, because then the widow could not get any money from the government. And this was actually the best relationships. They didn't have any big expectation, and they were cooperating together, and they helped each other. This was it. When in a relationship the communication fails and the sex fails, or one or the other, or both, the relationship is terminal. That will tell you all the psychologists. And they're right. And when a relationship is very bad, and they start again with sex and communicate honest over their problems, the relationship is getting healthy. These two things have to work out, sex and communication. If it's not working out, relationship is terminal. So, if we see all this example what I've given, the biggest problem is the expectation. I love you my whole life, and all this BS prevents that you live a true partnership where both help each other. And so this dream partner and soulmate had worked out at worst. Because it was based on feelings, and the feelings will change. Like a pendulum, first great love, later great hate. This means your dream partner is becoming later your help partner. And your identification is so huge that even the other doesn't make anything bad, but you interpret it wrong, and then you're getting furious or depressed or sad. And this happens again and again, and this will destroy the relationship. This means the identification, the bigger and the expectations. And it doesn't depend what was your choice. It depends only one thing: how you care each other, both for each other. This is the most important thing. And not the choice of the partner, the choice that you care regardless what, and that the other is caring regardless what for you, and you for him. There's nothing more. The other thing, let it go. This is the most important thing, and you just I have to find my dream partner. It cannot be more wrong than this one. You have to care for the other and to accept him and her, and to accept also the negative feelings from your choice, from a chosen partner, regardless what. And then you have a great relationship. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.